Tell me a little bit about why you're here.
The passing of Muhammad Ali is a momentous event in the history of our country, maybe even the history of our world. When one considers the extraordinary mountain that he had to climb from Louisville, Kentucky, to the Olympics, through segregation, through a sense of identity that carried the hopes of a people, to a universalism that moved beyond race and sex and class and saw the brotherhood of all men and women, Ali's life becomes a global celebration in and outside of the ring. It's easy for us to say what an athlete he was. Stephon Curry is an athlete, and LeBron James is an athlete, and Michael Jordan was an extraordinary athlete, but it's Ali who transcends time, who transcends culture, who transcends class, who transcends human circumstances, because he stands for something and he still wins. And I'm here because at least 200 times Ali's been knocked down, and his lesson in my life is, and we get up and we fight back and we move past what people say and we make our broader contribution for the glory of people and for the glory of God.
Have you had many encounters with him throughout your life, or no?
Operation Push is on 930 East 50th Street. Ali lived right around the corner, not far from where President Obama presently maintains a residence. Used to come to Push on regular Saturday mornings, and a very close friend of my father's. I remember working on 21st and 17th and K in Washington, D.C., and I remember a crowd gathering at the metro station at 17th and K, and I looked out the window, and there was Ali standing, and people were just standing around the champion. And wherever he went, he brought life. He gave life, and he gave of himself. And so I'm here because very few people have ever lived who've lived the life of Ali and had to transition as much as he had for all of us. I've not been out of my home or away from my children since my incarceration. But to celebrate the life of Ali gives me reason to stand up, to fight with the courage to come back, and to accept that the ground is no place for a champion.